Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
Happy Christmas Eve, everybody. Happy Hawaiian shirt Christmas Wednesday. TJ with the Christmas tree behind him. I've got my best Christmas Hawaiian going. We're ready for the holiday tomorrow. Drive safe out there if you're still going to work this morning. It's very foggy if you haven't walked out the door or whatever it is. Be safe. We think it's a crazy sports year, TJ, here. It has been. It has been a crazy weather year as well. So fitting that we finish it off with a warm and foggy Christmas. It's just kind of how we'll roll into the holiday this year. We got a lot of fun stuff coming for you. The full gang's here to make some picks. We'll do that. We will also have Shreya Slada in to discuss all things KU. Any hope for the football program? We'll get that. And then the latest on Darren Peterson after what we heard Bill Self say after the Davidson game. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now performing the brand new seasonal Bock Lager, Bock Yeah, a cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager available at all three WBC brew pubs, east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, North Elena and Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. We are back here with you again. This will be our final show of this week. We'll be off Thursday and Friday. So, you know, all your Christmas well wishes, get them in today. You can call us at 869-1240. You can leave us your video comments, Facebook, YouTube, X. And you can, of course, watch us always on 12 News Connected and listen on the Odyssey app. TJ, Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve. Sorry for the chaos. My current desk is a printer, and it just randomly printed a piece of paper. So for everybody listening at home wondering what that was a printer. We're at the upside down Christmas tree behind us, which that was a hot topic of conversation this morning in the in-laws' house. So what's your thought on the upside down Christmas tree?
It
hangs from the ceiling, I think.
Okay.
It's different. It's supposed to be cool.
Yeah, I've not heard of that. That's Maybe that's a new thing. I don't think I've heard of that before, but I like it. We'll put it on display and take the listeners' opinions on it. You can leave those on our video streams. You can see it right there. If you're listening to us on the radio, you can check it out later. A very rare calm evening in the sports world last night. Not a lot going on. We haven't had a lot of those lately.
So inside baseball, for everybody that watches 12 News, typically we will record the sports blocks for the 23rd and the 24th because everybody's so out on vacation. And it's always usually fine, barring the big breaker happening. And with the month of December that we've had, I cannot believe that we snuck one out last night. We still got another one to get through tonight, but we snuck one out last night. Nothing happened after 7 p.m. last night.
If something happens, we got a crew there to take care of it. But it has been a month. That is for sure. And hopefully that is the end of the chaos and we can just, get a Christmas Day football game going for the Chiefs, which we'll talk about today a little bit. We haven't really talked about the game itself at all. We'll take a look at practice reports and do that. Of course, we'll pick that game a little bit later as well, but we'll have that for you and take you around some of the other headlines, spend a little more time perhaps with the Austin Romaine news. We mentioned it briefly yesterday with Avery Johnson. I don't know. Every day we go by and we see these transfers. I think every day that Avery Johnson doesn't enter the portal is a good thing for K-State, right?
You're probably going
to get the inevitable, modern college sports tweet or something that says I'm staying. There's a time where it was just implied that you were staying. I don't think we're in those times anymore. I'm sure we'll have to have an announcement of staying, but we haven't had any announcement yet, and I think that's probably good for K-State. The only thing that holds me back is it like something where there are teams still alive that could potentially be in the market that maybe you're waiting for, but hopefully Avery stays, but they've lost some really key players otherwise.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that every day that passes by, because you know how these things go in college football, especially when a new coach comes in, these have been the weeks where they're having the meetings with the players and figuring out, what do you want to do? And everybody waits to go on the portal till you have that conversation, obviously, and mull it over for a little bit. And so, as I keep saying, if it's coming, it's coming soon. That portal opens in what, 9-8 days, I think, something like that, a little over a week.
I'll be 100% honest with you. I thought it was already open, right? Because guys January are jumping second. In like it's open.
Yeah,
it's
everybody just unofficially all of the tweets just say intends to enter the transfer portal at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all a mess, but we'll wait and see. Hopefully it is there. We have some other NFL headlines that are pretty interesting to get to. Did you see DK Metcalf? I know you hadn't seen the video yet because you're in Topeka.
I heard about it for sure.
I mean, it looks like it's going to cost him the potential of $45 million. It voids the guarantees of his contract. So not only is he suspended two games, like those are no longer fully guaranteed by what's being floated out there. And you absolutely can't do what he did. Cannot do it. I saw some fan was saying something to him like up close and personal. And at the end, DK tried to like just kind of get him off, get out of here, and kind of threw a punch. You can't do that, obviously. But I saw a tweet yesterday, and I've said this a million times in these situations. I do kind of think we might be in a better place if running your mouth and being a jackass means you had to deal with the consequences of doing that, right? Because I'm not, I don't want to speculate too much, but you can probably imagine that something very over the line was said there. And we don't we walk around this age of keyboard warriors where you can just say anything you want to somebody and have zero consequences for it.
It's true. Especially in sports, we've gotten to the point where, humans don't think that athletes are other humans at this point, as we're so far removed from that, that they're just people that play a sport in front of us.
How did we get to that point in society where you can literally say anything you want about anybody with no consequences? I grew up with four older brothers, and you took your shots. You said what you wanted to say. but you better be able to run, right? You better outrun them if you're gonna get there. Like, it's a strange thing. And I, you know, DK, you can't take a swing at a fan. Like, he absolutely deserves the punishment that he's given for that. That's a different set of circumstances. But we should also stop enabling the behavior that probably led up to this. I haven't heard from DK on like maybe what was said, but you have to imagine you're in a very like intimate distance with somebody and them just saying the most awful thing you can think of, because that's what happens a lot of the time in this. And then how would you react to that? Now, it's a tough spot, but that happened yesterday. There's a couple other NFL headlines that I think are worth spending a little bit of time with, some injuries and things like that as we get ready for what's a wild, unusual, abnormal week of the schedule where a lot of games are played tomorrow. We have Saturday games this week, Sunday games this week. We have all this stuff. We don't have any of the college football playoff games yet. So for our picks, we're just going to pick NFL games. There's a lot of good games on the schedule, though. This should be a pretty good, you know, mostly finale to the NFL season. They'll clean up with the final week next week, but there'll be a lot not on the line next week. There's a lot on the line in a lot of these games this week.
Pop quiz for the minute we have left of this segment. Can you name me the 6 starting quarterbacks on Christmas Day?
Let me make sure I pull up the games here real quick.
Cowboys, Commanders.
Dak, Mariota.
Vikings and Lions.
Brosmer and Goff.
And Chiefs. Nixon. And Chiefs, yeah.
Nixon. Oladokun.
No.
Oladokun. I knew Oladokun. What it was. I'm just missing.
Oladokun.
Oladokun. All right. We'll come back and we will discuss the Chiefs and Oladokun and all their goals.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Hey, you can win a pair of tickets to see Aaron Tippin in concert at Gillies in Park City. Text the keyword cash to the number 20357 for a chance at a pair of tickets to see Aaron Tippin. It's December 30th. Message and data rates apply. Gillies Park City, now open. Live music, barbecue, dancing, sports, and arcade thrills. We come back in here to Sports Daily. You brought this up, TJ, and it was one of the things I thought was interesting is JJ McCarthy is out again. Fractured hand. That's an interesting group of quarterbacks in a lot of ways on Christmas Day. And if not an interesting group of quarterbacks, Cowboys, Commanders, nothing to play for. Broncos, Chiefs have something to play for, at least, as the Chiefs are 13.5 point underdogs.
One of the teams has something to play
for. With Oladukun. And then the Lions and Vikings with Brosmer. The Lions, are the Lions still technically alive in this thing? They're not eliminated yet, but they're, I guess, a game and a half behind Green Bay. So it is. This is the risk you run in the NFL with these kinds of games. You just don't know. And if you go back to the beginning of the season, I mean, my goodness, like you'd have thought this was an all-time epic lineup of games, right? These are like, go back to the beginning of the season: Cowboys, Commanders, Broncos, Chiefs, Lions, Vikings. We'd have thought these would have all been just unbelievable games.
So did Netflix. That's why they invested all this money into getting these games onto Netflix. And here we are.
I'll be curious to see how that goes. I mean, if the Cowboys are involved and the Chiefs are involved, I think those games will be. And the Lions do technically.
Amazon got the Chiefs this year. But yeah.
Whichever streaming networks has them doesn't really matter. Yeah. And then Saturday, you get an NFL Network game and a Peacock game. Those look much better on Saturday than the games on Thursday do. But, you know, this is where we are right now with the league. It's been an unusual year. It does, like the normal headline teams are for a large part, not the normal headline teams. And it's a little upside down like that Christmas tree behind you. The league doesn't feel quite right this year. And this is what we have. So the Chiefs, I will say, look like they'll be much healthier this week than they were a week ago. Still probably no Trent McDuffie, probably no Rashi Rice, probably no Tyquan Thornton, probably no Jalen Watson. I guess Nico Remigio is a question now, which is something to watch a little bit. But Jalen Moore looks like he'll play. I think we saw Trey Smith will play. There were a couple others last week that didn't.
I want to dig into that. That was a kind of a big conversation of the Titans game. Of after the game, reporters were asking Trey Smith, like, why are you playing? Like, was there a conversation?
Stupid question.
There's something to be said about it, though. I mean, why are you paying the guy that you just paid all this money to games that don't matter?
It's exactly why he's playing.
He's been hurt all year, though. I mean, do you not want to protect him from he's probably not 100%.
Football players need to play football. Okay, you don't have to worry about next year for another 9 months.
That's fine. He's not 100%. Would you play him if he wasn't 100%?
Absolutely. If he says he wants to play, I'd play him.
Okay,
He's being paid to play football.
That's what he said. He said, it's my job.
Do you go to work sick ever?
Sometimes.
Why?
It's my job.
It's exactly right. Would it be a lot easier just to sit at home? Yeah. No, we go to work because it's our job. It's his job. He gets paid to play football. Believe it or not, he probably enjoys playing football. He probably really enjoys game day. And he knows, as Chris Jones pointed out, there's a whole lot of people that paid a whole bunch of money and are going to spend their Christmas with the Chiefs. It's the least you could do when you're making $30 million a year to actually go play football. I hate that question and sentiment so much. We see it in the preseason, which is a little bit different and a little bit more understandable. But my goodness, like, these guys are football players. Just heaven forbid they want to go play a football game.
I'm with you on that. I'm just saying the fact that he has been injured and likely is not healthy, and he is still out there playing in a game that doesn't matter against the Titans.
Next season doesn't start for 9 months.
It's true.
Like, it, guys want to play. We don't see Leo Chenal on the injury report this week. I guess he's playing.
No, he's in IR.
Oh, they put him on IR?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Oh, that's a bummer.
That may be the last time we saw Leo Chenal play a football game was against the Chargers.
Yeah, I missed
in Kansas City.
See that news. That is a real bummer. He's been such a good Chief.
I don't think that he can come back.
Well, he's probably going to get paid.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's probably not going to be able to come back.
He'll be out. Have we seen the end of him? You know, is this the last home game for Travis Kelce, for Kareem Hunt, for Hollywood
Trent
Brown,
McDuffie,
for Juju Smith-Schuster?
DeJuan Taylor. There's going to be, I'll throw this number out there, and we'll revisit this in September. I bet there's going to be 19 of the 53-man roster that won't play in Arrowhead Week 1 next year.
You think 19 guys will be gone?
Yeah, that's a guess, but 19 feels like the right number.
I'll
throw this stat out there. I bet 49 won't play in that new stadium in Kansas.
Oh, yeah, it'll be Mahomes and maybe Josh Simmons. Like, that's all I can come up with that would probably be playing in that stadium. Let's see. You got Kelce, Hollywood Brown, Aminahue. Well, we're going to get into some guys. Like, do we really need to talk about Jack Cochran? But okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Knoxie Johnson.
That's why I said 19.
Right. Yeah. I get what you're saying. Look, it's a rebuild. That's the thing too. Like, if you're one of these players, if you're Trey Smith, man, I can't believe Chenal. I missed that news yesterday. I can't believe he went on the aisle. That sucks. But if you're one of these guys who has been a little dinged up and maybe you didn't play last week or whatever, yeah, like, this is it. This might be the last time you play an Arrow. So don't, like, I'm not surprised that all these guys want to play. Yeah. You put everything you have for a calendar year into trying to do this, and no, it didn't work out for the first time, by the way, for a lot of these guys, literally the first time they've ever not been successful at the end of a year. And reporters act like they should just go sit out. Like, nobody does that. No, especially nobody does it that is compensated in the way that these guys are. And most of them have some appreciation for that fact.
This is another interesting question, kind of on the same topic. Yesterday, when Andy Reid spoke to reporters, one topic of conversation was what does Patrick Mahomes do at this point? Like, we've seen guys be at games in a box or in a suite just watching the game. Like, is he in the meetings during the week? Like, what do you want Patrick Mahomes to be doing right now if you're Andy Reid or Brett Veach, I guess?
Getting his knee better, which is what does Andy that mean? Reid says he's doing.
What does that mean? Does that mean sitting at home? Does that mean being
no,
in a facility?
No, it means he's probably at a facility. You know, I don't know how much you can do right now, but no, there's something, right? That rehab process is, there's a reason it takes a year. Like, it's all the rehab. Like, you had that, it's grueling. And when people say he's going to attack that, like, he attacked, I believe that. Like, whatever it is that he can do to push that, he'll do it. Do you remember when Aaron Rodgers, after the Achilles, he was always on like the Pat McAfee show, and he called in from the facility, and there was like another player behind him, and Rodgers is like ribbing him like, yo, get on your rehab. It was a player for a different team. I don't even remember who it was, but he's like, what are you doing? Like, that's kind of what I envision. Like, every second he can be spending doing something to do that, kind of like Rodgers did with his Achilles, I would imagine that that's what Patrick Mahomes is being asked to do right now. And he's doing it anyway, but Andy Reid doesn't need Patrick Mahomes in a quarterback meeting with Olatukin. Like, he doesn't. He'll be okay. He'll be fine.
I know that it's just interesting. I'm sure. Like, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, if they were in a playoff push, like, would he be involved? Do you think?
That's a good question. Maybe like, a little.
I don't know what happens. If you tear ACL, do they just let you?
But I can tell you too. Like, if that quarterback meeting is at 1 o'clock, and so is the time he's supposed to be rehabbing his leg, he's going to be rehabbing his leg.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He probably is. You hear them talk about like the quarterback thread or whatever. I'm sure that yes, he is like, hey, the Broncos, I've played him a billion times. If you see this, look for this. Yeah, I'm sure he's doing that. I just think like a lot of the work that's being done in prep of the game, like as far as like an official capacity, he's got something else he's got to be focusing on right now. And that is getting that leg back in order. Like it all kind of sits together right now. You have the Chiefs. You've got a lot of fans thinking about, okay, 5 years from now, XYZ will happen. We're having just an insane amount of discussions, which we can do that too in the next segment about the star bonds and how good a deal is this, the blowback that we saw yesterday from people. And we probably should spend some time with that. And we'll do that next segment. There was a lot of, you know, national blowback, a lot of non-local blowback that the Chiefs just fleeced the state of Kansas and pulled the wool over their eyes, which is an interesting sentiment, but we'll get to it. But you have that happening. We have, as you mentioned, what in a large way will be a new roster next year. Next year is not promising, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a lot of, even if Mahomes was fully healthy, next year was always going to be a huge question mark. And there's been a lot of like run it back talk this year. But a lot of that run it back is because that's like all that you can do. Like, that was all that's left. Now, next year, you can't do that. You'll have guys retire. You won't be able to afford guys. Like, this was it, and it didn't work. And now begins the next process of, okay, how do you get back there now? Fans have this expectation that they should be in Super Bowls every year.
Yeah,
that was a little unrealistic.
That was the sentiment that I had whenever they got eliminated, whatever Mahomes tore his ACL, is the fact that next year was going to be a, you know, I don't know if you want to say it's a rebuild year, but it wasn't going to be a run it back year for sure next year. No. And that was before Mahomes got hurt. And I think that they probably had a little more leeway for what they wanted to do next year, depending on how this year went. If they went back to the Super Bowl, if they won a Super Bowl, I think that they could have gotten a little cuter next year. But I think that, like, with everything that's happened this year, like, they don't want to let one bad year turn into two. And so that's going to be interesting of what they're going to do, because they're going to be, you know, a little bit between a rock and a hard place. But they're actually going to have a little bit of cap if they can renegotiate things they want to renegotiate. And they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to execute in an offseason. And last year, I mean, they got what they needed at left tackle, and that was about all they executed last offseason.
Look, they have rebuilt, okay? Like, this isn't the first time. It's just jarring. Here's a fun exercise. Let's go through the 2021 Chiefs team, right? Before they had to trade Tyreek Hill and do all these things. You know who the leading rusher, you know, who carried the ball the most times that season was?
That one is Clyde?
No.
Damian Williams?
Daryl Williams.
Daryl Williams.
Tyreek Hill, of course, was your leading receiver. And then Travis Kelce. And then you had Mecole Hardman. You had some Byron Pringle.
The Legion of Zoom.
What's that?
Legion of Zoom.
Yeah. Defensively, Anthony Hitchens was second in the team in tackles. Legarius Sneed, Tyrann Mathieu were still a part of that. Charvarius Ward, Juan Thornhill were still a part of that. Remember Ben Neiman and Daniel Sorensen? Like, so my point with all this is Willie Gay was still on that team. Like, they have rebuilt before. They have retooled before, right? They never went through a season like this, so you never really noticed. Not only did they retool after that season, they completely had to reinvent themselves, right? Without Tyreek Hill offensively and the Legion of Zoom. Like, they're wide, like, they've been transforming for a long time. Yeah, in that process, they went to three Super Bowls.
That's what that's the one thing that you've brought up, and this is if you watched the Chiefs documentary that was on ESPN that I can't remember the name of now, something like that. That they talked about, you know, when you trade Tyreek Hill away, like they basically made a decision in that moment, like, well, like we're gonna be a defensive team now, like that's what we're gonna do, and it worked better than it did beforehand. And you know, I'm with you on the fact that I think they may need to look in the mirror and say like, we got to go get a running back. Like, we got to start running the ball. Like, we got to, like, well, cut our teeth on this.
I don't think it's for any other reason other than I don't think there's another path quickly that can, you know,
if they run it back and try to tweak the things that have been tweaked, it's still the same scheme that didn't work.
Right. Offensively, you know, defense, yeah. They had to rebuild a defense basically all, and they had that incredible draft and they did this time. You're going to have to, like, you're going to have holes on the defense. I think the defense should be, as long as Chris Jones is Chris, like, they should be okay next year. The offense, though, is a, like, an absolute question. So what do we know about the offense, right? We know the offensive line should be really good. They're going to have Patrick Mahomes. They're still going to have Rice and Worthy. Like, they, so what do you do? What can you do? If you lose Kelsey, well, yeah, you could run the ball. You've got one of the best offensive lines in football when they're healthy. Should be, right? As long as Jalen Moore can handle right tackle, you should be one of the better offensive lines in football. Yeah. With a little better luck health-wise this year. You've got Mahomes coming back from an injury. Be nice to be able to take that a little easy. So it just makes sense. And it's the quickest path to being successful again. Is it the best path for 3 years from now? I think that's a good question. Right? Leaning into the running game is a short-term solution, I think. I don't think they'll ever have to, want to, or need to do like a total blow-up and rebuild because they have Mahomes.
Yeah.
So how do you continue to just like chisel away at it? But just know, like, they've done it before. Like, this team is so different than the early versions of this team and has been. And by the way, they've been to 3 out of the last 4 Super Bowls with this.
My brain goes to the Ravens. Like, Derrick Henry goes to the Ravens is what my brain goes to. It's like, they, you know, Lamar did a lot for that team. Like, he ran a lot, but he threw a lot as well. Like, they get Derrick Henry in there, and it immediately turns into like, oh, this makes sense. Like, this, like, if I'm the Chiefs, like, I don't think it takes away anything that Patrick Mahomes does, because no. I don't think that Derrick Henry takes away anything that Lamar Jackson does.
He made Lamar Jackson better.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It adds another facet to it. So I think that it has to be the way, that the direction that they want to go. It has to be that, like, at this point as it sits, like, I honestly, depends on what the pick is, I guess I'll say this, but like, on December 24th, Christmas Eve of 2025, I will be shocked if they don't take Jeremiah Love in the first round.
If they have the opportunity to, or if they don't address it in free agency.
I guess, yeah, that's the only thing. If he takes him before them, then I take my take back.
I'll be shocked if they don't have some sort of headline running back. Let's say that, right? Yeah. Whether it's that high draft pick or a free agent or something, I would be too.
Brees Hall's a free agent.
Right. And you know, the Jets have been so bad, maybe you're able to get him, you know, not for the price tag you had to pay Derrick Henry. I think it just makes so much sense. And you also have to remember how much other work they have to do just to have a roster, just to field a roster. They could lose all 19 of those guys. You're right. That means they've got to replace that many players. And they have invested a lot of money in certain players that, you know, like, it's going to be tricky to try to do it through free agency. They're going to have a good draft again, which, and they've done that before. All right. So the blowback yesterday, predictively, from the Missouri side was severe. Predictably was pretty intense from all the, you know, look, this is one of those kinds of stories where you just, people tee it up and get ready to dunk on how the horrible owners take advantage of states and hold them hostage. By the way, I agree with that. It's a horrible thing that happens. I hate that any public money goes to help billionaires build their stadiums when they get to keep all the money. Like, share your revenue. If we're going to share the cost to build it, share your revenue. Okay. So know that going in. That is my general opinion on publicly funding private stadiums. I think it's a bad idea. This is a pretty unique one. This one's pretty different for a variety of reasons. You know, most of the time when we have this,
Hold on. Did you just adjust your Cowboys helmet to put it more in frame while you're talking about
this way? No, this had nothing to do with the fact that I'm a little bit OCD and I happened to see in the corner of my eye that it was,
I thought that was like is that a Cowboys helmet on the other side?
It is. It's half Cowboys and half Sports Radio. It's half our KFH logo on the other side. Great listener.
I thought that you were throwing some shade to Jerry and wanted to.
No. I don't even remember how Jerry World was funded, to be perfectly honest with you. No, we had a great listener make that, and I just noticed it was turned. One of my kids must have turned it. So, look, I get it. I think it's stupid, too. Most of the time in these, though, you've got, like, you have what you would have had on the Missouri side that was voted down, which is the voters who have to pay for this through a sales tax. And it's like, well, hang on a minute. No, I don't want any new taxes on this. Like, I don't want to spend more money to help build your stadium. Okay, so I get it, and I do agree with that sentiment. I wish Clark Hunt would build his own damn stadium. Okay, I do. However, this is a pretty unique and interesting opportunity that arose. And I think a lot of the pushback and the blowback is coming because people don't understand the circumstances around what's happened for specifically the state of Kansas in this specific situation. The state of Kansas is not on the radar to have an NFL team there. It's just not, right? Like this will make them the smallest state by population to have an NFL team. This is like a pipe dream kind of a thing. Okay. For that reason, not to this situation specifically, the state of Kansas has star bonds. And the state of Kansas uses star bonds all the time, all the time. There are star bond projects all over the state. Why? Because it's a small state without a huge population. And sometimes to get competitive in that world, you have to give incentives to bring in the commerce to decide to come do their business there. They did that with this star bond at a higher level than they've ever done. Yes, but it was intentional. So, like, all the people that think Kansas got the wool pulled over their eyes, Kansas knows exactly what it did. Yes. It did it on purpose. It did it with a star bond. It's why they designed this program in the first place. So at the surface level, can we stop with poor little Kansas gets fleeced by the Chiefs? They don't even know what they signed up for. Yes,
I'm with you 100%.
Designed it that way.
One thing I don't know this answer. So like in Jackson County or other stadiums where it is, taxable of the people to pay for the stadiums. So like Jackson County just had this, it's expiring in 2031, correct?
Yes.
So like if the stadium's done, are they still taxed?
No, the tax goes away.
After the stadium's done?
Yes. Like after the lease expires, like that, whatever.
Right now in 2025, the stadium has been done for 50 years. Are they still being taxed?
Yes, there was an extension. The vote was for an extension of the sales tax. Think about it. The Wichita School District just did the same thing.
So that's what I'm saying. Like the difference in this situation is that once the stadium is done, like there's nothing more to pay off. Like they're just paying off.
You can't pretend like this isn't going to cost the state of Kansas a lot of money. It's going to cost the state of Kansas a lot of money.
But that's the one thing that we were talking about yesterday is once the stadium's paid off, once the star bonds are finished.
Yes.
Finished paying for the stadium, then it's just the state of Kansas stadium. Like they don't, right? Like I'm not stupid.
There's
about
a
that,
lot
right?
of there. There you got to think of it like it's not all roses here. There's a tremendous amount of risk. The bet is that the total amount of money will be greater over time than it would have been without it.
That's what I'm saying. So once they hit, we'll say it's $2 billion. Once they hit the $2 billion, that adjust the budget back to where you were. Everything after that is gravy, right?
Except you got it, but you can't dismiss the things that weren't being funded while that funding was being used for this.
Okay.
And that's the trick you'll hear from a politician is they'll say it's no new money, but it's money that was going to go somewhere else. Money would be used for something.
But the argument to that is you wouldn't make as much money without the Chiefs in your state.
That's the bet that they're making, right? Correct. Is that over a long period of time, they will have generated so much more money over time that you'll recoup everything that got redirected to begin with. And now the benefit after that is so great that you've added to the coffers. You know, in the short term, the state income tax will add to the coffers. That should offset some of it, you hope, right? There's obviously going to be more business being done in the area. Okay. So like more sales, more people buying things that get a sales tax applied to it. So it's not like they're not like, yes, they'll generate more through the sales tax than they would have, right? So there will be more, but you still have to account for the money that's being redirected. Because if you look at that map, and smart people have pointed, it's very large. It's like the largest Starbond district by a so that's a lot of different money being redirected for a little while. Again, the bet and the hope is that the overall end game, you have put Kansas in a position that they would never have had the opportunity to be in before, right? And that's where there's a tremendous amount of risk in it. But it was bipartisan. Okay. That should tell you a lot. If it's bipartisan, then a lot of smart people aren't playing politics with the opportunity. They are now, but they weren't for the most part. Okay. You wouldn't also have so many Missouri lawmakers ghost pale with egg on their face that can't believe this happened.
Yeah.
So yes, the Chiefs make out like bandits in this. We all understand that. The state of Kansas understands that.
The thing is, the national people don't understand that is grinding my gears about all this stuff, that I see all these videos that people are making looking on Kansas. Like, the Chiefs won big time. Also, potentially can win big time. The only real loser in this situation is Missouri, and not to dunk on Missouri here, but like, I guess you can make the argument that their taxes are going to go down, so that's good. But yeah, like,
this is their choice, by the way.
I agree. I won't even dunk on Missouri on this. There's a possibility where this is the best case scenario for everybody, and Kansas can make a ton of money off of this that they wouldn't earlier have. The only thing I think, if this was, we'll say this. If they have the stadium in Kansas, we'll act like it's 2095 or whatever it is, and they've got this stadium in Legends that they've had for 50 years now, and they decide, hey, our lease is expiring. We want a new stadium, state of Kansas. And then you did this again, then it's, well, we're just tacking all the revenue that we just made and just throwing it away.
Sure.
That's the thing, is this is creating so much new business that wasn't there. It's a risk that you have to take.
Well, you take it if you're the state of Kansas. If you know if other states aren't taking that kind of risk, they're not doing something because they don't need to. But Kansas wants to drive it in. And by the way, we do these kinds of things all the time as a state, and we incentivize a battery plant coming in, right? Like, you incentivize. I'm sure these Amazon factories are ripe with incentives to come in and do their business here. Like, you do it because it generates jobs, it generates revenue that didn't currently exist, and yeah, those companies, they make out the best in this. Okay. I'm not discounting the fact that the Chiefs just got the deal of a lifetime on a stadium.
Correct.
Nobody is discounting that. But to pretend like the state of Kansas doesn't understand that is correct. Stupid. The state of Kansas designed a project for this well before the Chiefs were involved to do this exact kind of thing. Some of them work, some of them don't.
To the most minuscule level, the way that I've explained this in layman's terms to people is you and I, what phone carrier do you use, Jacob?
I have no idea. It's a work phone. Right, I don't even know.
That's a very dad thing. T-Mobile, whatever. I use T-Mobile or Verizon. I use Verizon. I have Verizon. There's a reason that, you know, you and I, if you switch phone carriers, you do it every 5 years, because you know why? Because if I'm on Verizon and I call T-Mobile, they're going to give me a free phone for switching. They're going to give me a free year of Netflix for switching. And then guess what? You do that for 5 years, then you switch back and you get another free phone from Verizon when you go back and forth. If you're the Chiefs, you're the customer here, and both sides of the state are trying to court you, and is Verizon or T-Mobile stupid for giving out free phones? No, because they're going to make the money up in the long run of all the things you're going to pay for on your phone plan. It's the same concept.
It's tricky that there's not a new tax. Tax funds are rediverted. And look, there is tremendous risk involved. I get it. But everybody knows that going into the equation. Nobody got the wool pulled over their eyes. Okay. They knew exactly what they were doing on this, and they won. And it was, you know, pipe dream kind of stuff for the state of Kansas to have one of the world's greatest entertainment exports now. It just is. Rick says, and asks a couple of questions that I think are interesting. Rick says there's no data that says they can sell all the bonds. So there's bondholders, which are like debt holders. I don't know on that. And I don't know what happens if they don't sell all the bonds. I can't imagine.
If you can sell the bonds for the Kansas Speedway, you can sell the bonds for the new Arrowhead.
It feels like a pretty safe bet if your financial planner's in that world. And then Rick also says the Chiefs keep all the money for tickets, concessions. I totally get it. Listen, let me go back to
Chiefs are going to make billions.
Let me go back to the first thing I said. This is nonsense that owners even do this, right? Because they do keep all the revenue. That's happening everywhere. I'd much rather see these guys build their own stadiums a la what's happening for Denver, what's happening for LA. Much rather see that happen. Okay. I don't disagree with that. But what the Chiefs aren't keeping is the sales tax revenue on those tickets that are sold.
This is my stance. If they build them another stadium, then they need to say, well, then we need more. You got to cook us back 10% or something.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's hard to think 50 years down the road like that.
It's true.
And look, you can still use the facility even if it doesn't have the Chiefs in it, right? You can still have concerts and all those other things. It's interesting. We'd love your comments and your commentary on it. We can do that throughout the show here. Because it is. I get it. It's a political topic. It's polarizing. It has to do with taxes and all that stuff. Next hour, though, we're going to make some football picks. We're going to have Sharia Slaughter. We'll have some fun. Don't go away.
Hello, Mr. Hyde.
Plenty of Christmas Day football here on KFH starting at 11:30. Cowboys Commanders tomorrow. And then you'll get the triple header all the way through, including the Chiefs, who'll play nationally there on Westwood One. On right here on KFH, and then of course Chiefs Radio Network will have the game as well over on KNSS. Busy football day here over the airwaves. We come back in for another hour of Sports Daily. We're going to make some football picks. We'll get into the games. There's Thursday games, Saturday games, Sunday games this week. We'll have that for you. We're also going to have Sharia Slaughter in later in this hour to talk KU. Believe it's a holiday week, so we expect Sharia to be there. We got to get the latest on Darren Peterson, what his take on Bill Self's comments the other day was. It's all brought to you What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Everyone's in town. Make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 different beers, Christmas cocktail list, pizzas everyone will love. Make Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. Great. I say this, said this around Thanksgiving. Great time of year. To go have a beer. Everybody's in town. It's weird living somewhere that's not in town. When I did live back home, like, those nights were epic. Those were great nights out and about. I don't have a lot of out and about nights in general anymore, but yeah, I'm not seeing a lot of classmates out and around. But it is a fun time to do it. Go do it at Wichita Brewing Company. Man, we're almost there. It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
We're almost there. Got the exciting time. All the kids around losing their minds right now. No sleep. Can't wait. Can't tell you how many times my kids told me yesterday they wished yesterday was Christmas Eve. That's awesome. That's awesome. We appreciate everybody being here with us here for Christmas Eve. It's a great time of this. Christmas your favorite holiday?
I don't know. Because I'm a big Christmas honk, and you know that. I start listening to Christmas music on Halloween. I think I started the day before Halloween this year. Put the tree up before Halloween, I believe. Like, I'm that kind of guy. Like, you know, the Griswold type of thing. Christmas lights went up immediately after Halloween. We have a 6-foot nutcracker in front of our house. But Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. It just happens to come during Christmas time. And I think that may be why I like it so much, but it's just like the toned down version of Christmas that you just get to see everybody anyways. But man, like, Christmas it's a good time.
Yeah. It's probably my favorite because I actually do get to see my family for it. My extended family, right? My family now with my kids and stuff, we get to do that and we get to go Thanksgiving. I don't really get to do anything. I just work all the ways on Thanksgiving and our HTO stores are very busy and kind of, you know, suck the life out of it because you're so busy then. So Thanksgiving shifted. I typically do love Thanksgiving though. I've gotten now though, I gotta tell you, the Monday summer holidays are pretty awesome. Because they can turn into quick road trips.
Memorial Day is what you're saying.
The summer Monday holidays. You know, you get into Labor Day and that's like fantasy football draft day for a lot of people, which is one of my favorite hobbies. So I like mobile. Yeah, I think Christmas is the best because it's the best family.
I've started inside baseball for more people here is in the newsroom. Everybody has to work some kind of holiday. We work holidays. And so you prioritize which ones you want off and everything like that. And I have definitely switched my vibe on those. It's just like, I need off Memorial Day. Like I cannot work on Memorial Day. I have to have that one off.
Yeah. And like maybe, you know, July 4th is on a Tuesday and it's like, that's fine. I'll work. No big deal. But Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas Eve today. We're getting ready to make some picks. We can do that in just a little bit. It's the college basketball downtime. The last one we'll have until the season is finished. I don't like this week in the college basketball calendar. I'll be perfectly honest. You get to Thanksgiving week and you play all these games, right? It's great. Selfishly too. I'm glad the players have a minute to go see their families and do all that stuff. But it's like, what are we doing here? Why don't we have any college basketball games? We're supposed to make do with bowl games. Have you watched 1 second of one bowl game yet?
The only thing that I have seen regarding a bowl game is the video that you guys sent me of that Utah State kicker just smoking a field goal miss.
Into like a construction site.
I have not turned on a bowl game yet.
I have not caught any of Toledo, Louisville, Western Kentucky, Southern Miss, UNLV, Ohio. It looks like
if I had to take a stab, the only bowl game that I will actually make plans to sit down and watch is probably the Pop-Tarts Bowl, just because I love the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Who's in the Pop-Tarts Bowl this year? I don't even know.
BYU, Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Look, I'll watch the playoff games. I can't even tell you outside of like when K-State or KU's been in one. I can't even tell you the last time I've watched a bowl game. I don't get them. I just don't get the appeal. I get the appeal if you're a fan and you want to take a trip, but like to watch them, I don't even want to bet them. I love betting. I don't even want to bet the bowl games. Like what? Like I don't know anything about. I don't know anything about Toledo or Louisville.
I'm with you.
Western Kentucky.
I mean, the only people that really care about the bowl games are the fans of that team, and for those fans, it's the biggest game of the month.
Bettors like them. People like to bet them, but man, I just like these days where you don't even know like who's playing. It'd be like betting the preseason.
The take that I said that I don't know who said this. Some national guy said that they should make bowl games. If you want to fix the problem, is that if you make a bowl game, you play it in week zero the next year, and that's the only games that are on week zero. And if you didn't get one, then you only play 12 games. If you get a bowl game, you play 13 games because you're going to anyways with the bowl game. Yeah. And then week zero, you'll get a Big 12 versus ACC matchup, and you'll learn quickly. And that way, by the end of the year, you'll have a resume of cross-conference play from these bowl games that you'll play. Pop-Tarts Bowl in August 23rd in Orlando, Florida. That'd be so fun. That's the way you fix it.
It's a silly experiment. Just if you want to fix it, put a jackpot on the line and just continue to make
Let me keep entertaining this idea. Could you imagine after being hunger starved for football for months and then you get into that weekend and you make a holiday out of it? Like you play like 29 games in a 3-day span, like 8 a.m. to midnight every day all across the country.
But what do those games count to your record the next season? Because those teams didn't have anything to do with reaching the bowl game.
Yeah, now they do.
Yeah, that's not gonna
it's work. A good thing you want to get a bowl game so you can get the extra data points.
I don't need any of this. I don't need any of it. Yeah, I don't need it.
This is the best possible outcome.
Just make them playoff games. Make them playoff games. Jason wishes both of us, Max, everyone at KFH, an amazing Christmas, says we're a bright spot in his day and hopes we'll have an amazing time with family and friends. Thanks for the comment, Jason. There via YouTube, Jason Carey.
You didn't have to include Max in that, but it's all right.
Max, the Chiefs hater, hasn't run everybody out. It's so funny. We were talking about the Chiefs and Max, like if I could count on anything in this world, it's that if we're talking about the Chiefs and next year, he's going to bring up that they're over the cap.
Do you think that Max, whenever we start talking, just starts playing Tetris on his phone or something? Like he doesn't listen to what we're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, he's just a Chiefs hater, Max.
He hears he's like a Max is like a dog that has, you know, the classical conditioning, Pavlov's dog. He'll just hear the word like Mahomes or salary cap and he'll start barking.
And you're like Schrodinger's cat.
I don't know Schrodinger's cat.
Fill us in, Max. It depends on psychology.
Schrodinger's cat was placed in a box with poison that could open at any time. And until you opened the box, you didn't know if the cat was alive or dead.
Oh.
Don't you watch Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang, yeah.
I learned that from Big Bang Theory.
I learned a lot from Big Bang Theory. Max, if I got you a Chiefs Hawaiian shirt, Max, would you wear it on Wednesdays?
No. God, no.
No. God.
You're sick. I love it. They're nearly $63 million over the cap, and you're saying they're going to sign people.
They're not going to be next year, Max. They're going to readjust. They're losing like $40 million of that, and then they're going to trade away the rest.
Or cut it. There's guys that are cut candidates, too.
That's dead money that counts against the cap, then.
But not at its full level, not to the 63. There's dead cap money, but they'll get under the cap. They can also restructure Mahomes, who's never restructured. They can restructure Jones, who's never restructured. They won't be $63 million over the cap when push comes to shove next year because they'll have to make adjustments. But the adjustments will be challenging, and they'll make them worse. I think what I have to, if we're talking about, you know, philosophers and their pets, I need to know why and how every Patriots fan has become so wired to hate the Chiefs so much. I don't know.
I can tell you that answer. They purposely took out Brady after the undefeated regular season. They purposely took him out by the knees.
Oh, were they playing the Chiefs when Brady got hurt?
Yes. Purposely took him out by the knee.
I don't think that's why. I think it's like jealousy, but I could be wrong about that.
I'm telling you right now. I know.
I'll ask. I think it's because you felt threatened at your dynasty, which is a little silly because they have nowhere near.
When somebody wins a Stanley Cup, they don't start saying we're better than Montreal. Let's not be foolish. I didn't see the Red Sox say we're better than the Yankees dynasty.
They're just on pace. They're just on pace.
Okay.
We're going to make some picks.
I'll take that bet right now.
We're going to make some picks here in just a minute. Max will have that fun music for us. TJ's got the results. Do you have those with you on the road, TJ?
I do. Oh, do I? I've got a spreadsheet for that, Jacob. You know I'm a notorious spreadsheet guy, apparently.
Yeah, spreadsheet guy.
Nerd alert.
We'll come back. We'll make some picks. We'll see where everything stands. It'll be all NFL this time. I think we have everybody, I think. So we'll do that next when we return. Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. It's Sports Daily.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews.
all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to the full cast here. I would have bet my life that Paul Savage would be here celebrating Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday with us on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact,
of Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday.
That's right. And I'm telling you right now, the other co-hosts of this show, they're so young they don't understand that this is a lifestyle choice. We're born to wear Hawaiian shirts. You know, we don't have a choice. It's a choice for us. It's in our DNA. These guys don't understand it, Jacob.
Listen, you can either choose to have fun in life, or you can, you know, be boring, be bold.
Yeah, be boring. That's what I always do. There you go.
We've got some picks to make here. I believe everybody's here. So TJ, how did we look last week? I think we lost TJ's audio there for just a second. We'll let TJ reconnect.
We'll get it back.
We've got everybody here. Paul's here. Tommy's here. Brandon's here. I can tell you that I went 3-3. Brandon went 3-3. Savage went 3-3. That was as good as we got last week. So then we had Tommy and TJ at 2-4. This thing continues to be tight. It is a tight race here. Let's see. We've got TJ in the overall lead, one game over 500, followed by Brandon, a game back. I'm two games back. Tommy and Paul are only like four or five games back. We're all right there in this thing, ready to make a last-minute run in all of this. Max, hit the music. Let's make some football picks.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? It's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, we are back in. Myself, Brandon, Paul, all 3-3. Brandon, you've got the overall lead, so you can take priority with first pick. And because of the order of games and when they're played, one of the Thursday games we're going to pick, and it's the Chiefs, 13-point home underdogs.
Wow.
To those frauds, the Denver Broncos. Thanks for the Jaguars Island last week, boys. Brandon, Oladukun. 13 points. Can the Chiefs deliver the lump of coal here?
I thought it was Oladokun.
It's a lot of can, as the quid said.
That's what Scott Hansen said, which is what confused me, to be fair.
Oladokun, don't matter. Broncos by at least 13.
13 points. We're laying 13. Oh, my God. All right. So that makes me next here. This is so crazy. It feels like the Chiefs should lose by a million points, I think, doesn't it? Like it feels like they should just get annihilated in this game. I'm trying to like come up with a way that they can keep it within 13 and only, you know, for entertainment purposes and to keep the trend going that will never die, which is, you know, pretending the Broncos are frauds here. I got to take 13 points with the Chiefs at home on Christmas. I mean, I have to do it. There's an island opportunity here. I'm feeling it. Give the ball to Kareem Hunt 46 times and let's go. Give me the 13 points and give me the Chiefs. That takes us to Paul. You're up next.
You know something I thought I was going to get tonight? Listen, do I think the Chiefs are going to win? I don't think they have a prayer of winning. And by the way, is there a single player on that football field that team that is looking forward to getting in their car, driving to the stadium, and playing this game? My answer to that question is they're in the coach, they're in the player, they're in the trainer, they're in the equipment manager, they're in the front room guy, they're in the guy that sells ads in the program that wants to come to the ballpark that day. I'm saying that Denver's going to win this. The question is 13. I'm going to go ahead because I believe TJ is going to take – I believe he's going to take the Broncos. So I'm a little in advance. I'm going to go ahead and take – I'm going to take the Chiefs.
There we go.
That was like a last split second.
There we go.
We couldn't tell, Paul.
Yeah.
We're making fun of TJ and his spreadsheets. Jason's apparently a spreadsheet. I just quick searched, TJ. You can get a spreadsheet – Hawaiian shirt. They exist.
throw that out of the universe. Oh, that's funny.
You've become like the biggest Chiefs hater on planet Earth, I think, of this current version of the Chiefs. I know you're not taking the 13 points.
Have you watched them play football? Have you watched the players that they have out on the field right now? I know the spread is 13 points. I might be a little surprised if the Chiefs even have 13 first downs, maybe 13 yards in the game. I'm not sure. I mean, the offensive output from Kansas City against the Titans was miserable, and I have no reason to think it's going to get any better tomorrow night. Rashee Rice is probably out again. You know, for some reason, they're going to rely on, I know you mentioned Kareem Hunt, but they're going to rely on Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, that's just kind of what they're going to do. I'm going to take the Broncos. I think they'll win by 3 touchdowns in Arrowhead tomorrow night.
Listen, you know what they say. If you can keep it within 17 of the Titans, you can keep it within 13 of the Broncos.
Is that what they say?
That's what they, okay. Everybody knows. It's common knowledge. All right, Texans, Chargers.
Hey,
you went. That's right. You disappeared on us there for a minute.
You know what I'm picking? I got my Christmas present ready for tomorrow. Chris Oladokun waiting for me under the Christmas tree inside Arrowhead Stadium. I'm taking the points. Chiefs, this is the most comical game that they're going to find a way to just keep close and drive everybody nuts and just piss off every Broncos fan across the country.
Let's go. Let's make it at least worth watching, please. We're all going to be watching and at least make it worth watching.
We're going to be watching the first half.
Texans and Chargers. I believe I'm first here. This is awesome. This is an awesome game on Saturday. The Chargers are 2.5-point home favorites. Their offensive line is annihilated. I don't know how they've looked as good as they've looked. The Texans' defense is outstanding. Like, this feels to me like a really bad spot for the Chargers, so I'm going to take the Texans and I'm going to take the points because I feel like Justin Herbert is going to get just creamed in this game. So, but the Chargers might be the hottest team in football with some of the wins they've had lately. I'm going to take the Texans reluctantly and take the 2.5 points, but I cannot wait to watch this game. Paul?
Something tells me that if we were betting over-under, I would take the under, and I think most of you guys would take the under as well. I mean, depending on what they set it at, obviously, but that sure would seem to make sense to me. But you know something? The Chargers somehow do it. They make it. They do whatever they got to do to take a win out of the jaws of defeat. I'm going to go ahead and take the Chargers. Am I confident on that pick, fellas? No, I'm not confident, but I'm going to go ahead and take the Chargers anyway.
Tommy?
I think this one's relatively easy for me. I like the Texans defense a lot, and I know the Chargers offensive line is so bad, but man, Justin Herbert and what they've been able to do offensively with the Chargers has just been outstanding lately. The Chargers have a lot on the line. I know the Texans obviously do too, but the Chargers can still win the division. And so because of that, I'm going to take the Chargers. I'll lay those 2.5.
TJ.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jacob. I think that this is a big kind of a smash spot for the Texans. I think that the Chargers offensive line against the two best pass rushers in football, we saw what it looked like against the Chiefs with the depleted offensive line. I think it might be a little bit of the same.
Brandon, by the way, is that where we count this as a Hawaiian?
I was waiting for you to mention it. It's got a little bit of a floral pattern.
Are there florals there? It's black and blue, so it's a little hard for me to...
Let's pull it up.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, you know what? Yes, that does count. Brandon, we appreciate the effort.
Well,
there.
Brandon, bless your heart.
Not being able to tell on that a little bit ago. Thanks for, you know, being festive and not being a total Scrooge here.
Unintentional effort, I'll give you that. I've noticed it after I put it on. So.
Yo, you did that on purpose. I don't believe you for 1 second. What do you think in this game?
Woody Mark's going to be back for the Texans. I really like them in this spot. I think they have a chance to clear that number pretty easily. I like Houston.
Can you tell me if Woody Marks is actually going to stay in the game and not be a sissy and leave every time I play him in fantasy football? He leaves the game early. No offense, Woody Marks.
No.
I hope so. I don't know if I'm going to play him, though. I don't know if I trust him. All right. Let's go to the Ravens and the Packers. The Packers are 2.5-point home favorites. Do we know? Is Jordan Love for sure okay? Like, are we good with Jordan Love this week? I think he's trending toward it. But
is Lamar Jackson okay? Will he play?
No. Lamar Jackson is not okay. Like, there's nothing okay about Lamar Jackson.
Hasn't been anything.
Paul, you're up first on this one. What do you think?
I'm up first. Boy, that's a lot of responsibility. I like the Packers. Do I have any confidence in the Ravens? Part of this is mostly based on the fact that I'm not sure who these Ravens are without Lamar Jackson. It's not the same football team. Really, it's obvious to that. I'm going to go ahead and take the Packers, and I'm fairly confident about it.
I mean, something's wrong with Lamar, Tom. He's clearly hurt. He's trying to play through it. He's not Lamar. He's some other player that we've never seen this guy before.
Way to phrase it.
But he's getting out there. Credit to him for trying to do it. He's clearly playing through injury.
Yeah.
Your Packers without Micah Parsons, they going to be good enough at home here?
Well, I mean, I think the question becomes, is it going to be Malik Willis or is it going to be Jordan Love for the Packers? That's really what it comes down to. I mean, Lamar Jackson tried to grit it out. I think he had one play, one snap after the back injury on Sunday night, and then he was done for the rest of the game. So we could be watching potentially a Malik Willis and Snoop Huntley matchup between these two teams. I know Micah Parsons is not there for Green Bay, but I like them top to bottom better. I'm going to take Green Bay at home. I'll lay the 2.5. I think they can win by a field goal.
I don't think we're totally confident that Josh Jacobs will be there yet either, TJ. This is a tough one to pick, my opinion.
I don't know how Snoop Huntley is going to play quarterback for the Ravens. He's currently in progressive ads being backup dad for the Birds and the Bees talks in that commercial. I'm taking the Packers in this one, mostly because my father-in-law is sitting in the room next to me, probably wearing a Packers sweatshirt, and I'm hoping to have a Merry Christmas. I'm picking the Packers.
Well, you tell him to get a Packers Hawaiian and go full dad mode on it. This takes us to Brandon.
Yeah, these quarterback situations are terrible. We might get Josh Johnson, the third string quarterback for the Commanders. We might get, I just had to look it up, Clayton Toon is the third stringer for, because Malik Willis has the shoulder. I'm just going to pick the Packers reluctantly because I don't have any reason to root for the Vikings anymore. So just give me as many NFC North teams in the playoffs.
I'm just going to pick Derrick Henry, guys. Like, I'll take the points and I'll take Derrick Henry. I don't know who's going to play. I don't know if Josh Jacobs is going to play either. So just give me Derrick Henry in a weird game. Too many injuries to try to make this now. So I'll take the points and I'll take the best player we know will be on the field, which is Derrick Henry. All right. Seahawks at Panthers. Panthers get the huge win at Tampa. Seattle's still a ton to play for after their insane Thursday night game. This one is pretty fun here. So Panthers are +7.5 at home, Tommy, as you start us off. Like, man, where are you with this?
Yeah, I mean, the Panthers have been one of the most fun stories in the NFL this season. You know, they've shown a lot of heart, especially offensively. You know, earlier in the season with Rico Dowdle and what he was able to do, the emergence of Teteroa McMillan has been outstanding as well. Because it's outside of a touchdown, I like the Seahawks, and they may very well win the game on the road, but it's outside of a TD. I think the Panthers can keep it within a touchdown. So I'm going to take the points. I'll take Carolina at home. You know, even if they lose by seven, they're still covering. So I'm going to take them.
God, this is a tough one, I think, TJ. I think the public, like, instant thought is, oh, Seahawks are way better than the Panthers. But 7.5?
Man, I love the Panthers. I want them to be good so bad just for the craziness of going from one of the worst teams to a playoff team. I think they can keep it within a touchdown. Like, they're not that bad. They're kind of good. A little bit. I don't know what adjective you want to use it for, but I'll take the points for the Panthers at home.
Yeah, they're kind of good. They're 8-7.
Yeah,
I mean,
Chiefs aren't.
That's Brandon. The Seahawks, though, are 12-3. So, mm-hmm. What are we doing here?
Basically, Sam Darnold is the best quarterback on earth when he doesn't play the Rams or the Lions, and he was pretty damn good against the Rams as well last week. So, give me him a big spot on the road. Give me the Seahawks.
The Seahawks have been really good on the road this year. Really, really good on the road this year. I think they can cover. I'm going to take the Seahawks too. The Panthers have been the most Jekyll and Hyde team in the NFL. They are either really, really, really bad, or they can win games against Tampa on the road to be, you know, like they I don't. I think trying to predict what they're going to be is a fool's errand. So Seattle's been consistent. They've certainly been consistent on the road. I'm going to take Seattle, and I actually will lay the points. Paul?
Everything points to the Panthers. I mean, you got Seattle flying four time zones across the country to get there. You got the Panthers getting 7.5 points, not just seven, not just 6.5, 7.5 points. So you're getting more than a touchdown in points. Everything points to the Panthers. This should be the Panthers' weekend for a big win, big upset in everybody's eyes. I'm taking Seattle.
All right, let's go to the Eagles and the Bills. I believe this puts TJ up first this time. Bills, 2-point home favorites. This is, you know, before the season, we would have thought this was, you know, the game of the century. And both of these teams have kind of not lived up to their full expectations, but they're both sitting there. Bills minus 2. TJ, what do you think?
I've got no idea, but I do like the Bills at home late in the season. I think that as we get into the playoff time, you know, there's got to be one of these AFC teams that are supposed to be good that's going to start being good that was, you know, originally supposed to be good, and the Bills were one of those teams. I think that they'll come into shape a little bit. The Eagles have had some struggles every now and then. I think that the Bills can do it. Is it going to snow? I hope it's going to snow in this game.
I have no idea. It's going to be foggy and hot here, so don't ask me. Brandon?
The Bills still have a lot to play for. I think the Eagles are the only team to even clinch their division so far. So for that factor alone, just give me the Bills.
The factor that the Eagles suck and I hate them, give me the Bills minus 2. Paul?
I'm going back to what I was thinking before the season even started, and that was that the Bills have the potential to be in the Super Bowl and actually win a Super Bowl. And because of that, I'm going to go ahead and just take the Eagles. This is a fantasy on my part because I think the Eagles could easily win this game. But I'm going to go with the past reputation and my past thoughts of just how good I thought the Bills are or would be this season. I'm going with the Bills, and I'm having a flashback to August.
Tommy?
I can't do it. I'm not an Eagles fan. I mean, give me the Bills. I'm going to lay the points at home for Buffalo.
All right, rapid fire for our last one. Bears at 49ers. I'll go first. 49ers minus 3. They're playing way too good. Give me the Niners. Paul?
I'm going to take the 49ers. That's for my daughter and my son, who somehow in this world ended up being 49ers fan. I'm taking the 49ers just to keep peace in the family.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself for letting that happen. Tommy?
This is a great game. I'm so excited for this. Brock Purdy is a baller, and he led me to the championship game in our fantasy football league, Jacob, you and me. So I got to keep riding with him. Give me the Niners. I'm going to lay the points.
Brandon, Caleb Williams is such a turner, such an awesome story, but can they beat the Niners on the road?
I only am picking this for the vibes of we need 49ers Seahawks on Sunday Night Football in the last week for the number one seed and for the division, so give me the Niners. That's the only reason.
That's a good reason. TJ?
Is that a Bears Island? Did I get a Bears Island?
You can. It's yours for the taking.
Well, I don't blame you.
I ruled Bears before we started picking. You said the 49ers are playing way too good. How about the Bears?
How about the Bears?
Everybody.
That's right.
Three hot dogs in Chicago.
That's the best pick of the week right there for TJ.
It's been a cool story. I love the Caleb Williams story. I love that. And he's not even – he. You know, a year ago he might throw the bird to the general public to say, look what I can do. Now he's just like Mr. Professional. It's been pretty cool turnaround to see him be as good as he is. That's it. Merry Christmas, fellas. We'll be back on, it'll be New Year's Eve, next week. And we'll have college football playoff games to pick. We will maybe have enough NFL games that have something on the line to get it done as well. If you're traveling for the holiday, travel safe. And we'll see you before the new year ends.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. We're glad to be with you on this Christmas Eve. It is, what a fun day it is here. We've got all kinds of good stuff coming for you, including a visit from Shreyas Lada. Shreyas, Merry Christmas Eve. Glad you're here with us here on the holiday, and I hope it's a great holiday for you. KU fans, maybe a little coal they feel like got left in their stocking in the post game commentary there from Bill Self after the Davidson win.
Yeah. Merry Christmas Eve, guys. And it's been an interesting 24 plus ish hours. The discourse has gone insane on Twitter. I've just tried to log off and not think too hard about it since everything that's happened. It was an interesting press conference. And the minute Bill Self said what he said, I knew, okay, this is about to blow up in a way that I think a lot of fans are going to be frustrated and mad. And honestly, I think he just said the quiet part out loud. You know, like it made sense to me. Everything I'd speculated, everything I'd heard. Let's see if he comes back for UCF.
Yeah, I think the quiet part out loud is the best way to put it. It's interesting of the fact of like the conspiracies that everybody have been talking about of all this stuff and the way that it's been handled. We've said on the show a lot, Bill Self is a pro at press conferences and he doesn't say anything that isn't calculated. He never slips up on anything that he says. Like this is something that he was probably been dealing with and he's finally just like, I don't care. Like, I'm just going to tell people. Like, that's what my thought on this is. Was this going on the entire time, you think? Or is this a new development?
Well, I think he's a little fed up with the situation. I also think this is a warning shot. To me, this was as big as of a I'm blaming his camp without blaming his camp directly in my mind. You look at what he said, and he was like, they're just like, you know, because the very next question from Henry, and I was like, that was my next question.
Yeah, was everybody's next question.
Is it reference to his family and his camp? And Bill's like, yeah, absolutely. And then to rein it back in a little bit, he was like, but I agree with them that he should be 100%. So I've never seen Bill blatantly, at least on a beat that I've been, it's been 3 years now covering Kansas basketball, come out and like blatantly just kind of throw a family under the bus. I mean, even the Kevin McCullough situation, I think he handled a little better than this messaging wise. Yeah. And I think I get the frustration from Bill, right? Like he's basically being held against his will by a player that is better than anyone Kansas has had in a long time. And he clearly wants him out there. I think he knows the kid wants to be out there, but it doesn't seem fully in Darren Peterson's, you know, I'm going to make the choice to be out there. It's a choice from his family and everything else. I think the messaging for this entire situation has been bad from the get-go. There are people like my guy, Sam Vecenie, he's my guy, talking about hamstring stuff. And I understand what Sam is saying. What he said on Twitter, I don't know if you guys saw the thread, is very correct where he talks about a lot of things of, you know, like he clearly didn't look like himself out there. But Bill now repeatedly has come out and said, this is not a hamstring thing. This is a quad thing. And to me, I think all these things are kind of semi-related. You know, like I'm not a doctor, but, you know, even after Bill Self said it after the MSG game, when the cramps and the hamstring thing at that point before the cramps had shown up again, I asked if it was related and he said, yes, I think so. To me, if this is just a straight cramp thing, I think it is completely different than if it is related to the hamstring thing. But I think this is a hamstring thing and a cramp thing kind of related. Bill Self says it's just a cramp thing. And of course, KU fans are going to be frustrated because if you would tell them this cramp thing is related to the hamstring thing, I think there'd be a lot more grace for Darren Peters in his camp.
That's the point for me. Like, it's not like he's not played at all. He has tried, and every time he has had to leave the game because whatever it is flares up. I don't think he's faking it. So, like, that's like it. I get it. I just want him to get healthy. Whether he should be playing 23 minutes against Davidson or not, I don't quite honestly, and I mean this sincerely, I don't care, right? I care if he can play normally against Houston. Like, it doesn't matter to me if he's playing right now. I know Bill Self is frustrated, and you guys are right. I've been covering him for a long time. There, that was intentional, right? Very intentional. The tone, all of it. So, I to me, it's just like, at the end of the day, like, is he hurt? Can he play? If he's hurt, then don't play him in these games. Give him the time off. But if he can play and he's not because they're being scared, that is a different conversation. I just don't know how that's the case when every time we see him play, he comes off with the injury.
To me, this is going to be an issue. Like, if he doesn't figure out this cramping thing this year, is he going to figure it out in the NBA? Maybe.
Nobody's talking about that. That's what I'm losing my mind about.
Like, I just don't know. Like, I mean, like, my thing is, like, if he doesn't figure it out this year, is he going to figure out the NBA? And maybe the medical staff's in the NBA or they load manage. But are you going to load manage a kid that's like 19 years old?
Exactly.
Like, why? Like, no disrespect to Darren Peterson, but I think that would affect my perception of where he should be drafted. If you have to load manage him from day one, and you hope that the cramping thing is not something that, you know, persists his entire career. But every draft guy I talk to does not seem to care about anything happening with him in college basketball. I know he's a generational talent because we can see even when he plays 22 minutes a game, he's going to put 17 or 18 or 19 points. He's that good. But I think there's some level of frustration because this KU team outside of him is really good. Like, better than they've had since, I think, you know, the team that won the one seed with KJ Adams at the five. That said, I think this team is better than that because they had a clear defensive rebounding flaw with KJ Adams at the five. This team, the biggest flaw is, well, they don't have their best player, A, but they maybe their shooting is a little bit of a question mark, but it seems to be getting better in recent weeks. So if you say Bill Self says, okay, Darren Peterson is ready for UCF, does that mean he puts him on a minutes restriction? Does that mean he plays at 85% instead of 100%? And more importantly, is this going to be another issue where in two games he's going to have to sit out again because he's dealing with cramps? Because you can't keep on doing this, right, where you have him in the lineup, then you get him out of the lineup, you have him in the lineup, you get him out of the lineup, because you can't build any continuity for this team, and it just becomes a massive distraction for what should be a pretty decent season. Even if tomorrow you say, you know, God forbid, absolute worst case scenario, not me saying this is what's going to happen or whatever, but they say Darren Peterson's being shut down for the year, this team should at least make it to the second round of the NCAA tournament. I don't know anything after that, but with Peterson, the ceiling is so much higher. They just need him out there at some point, and I don't know if they're going to be able to solve this issue in the 10-day span between games.
It's a good team. It's way better than any of us thought they were going to be as well. I think that was the big, like, who are these guys? I don't know anything about 100%. These guys. They're going to be pretty bad outside of Darren Peterson, and they're pretty good outside of Darren Peterson, it turns out. The one thing that I keep bringing up, Trace, I want your thoughts on this, is, like, think about, you know, Michael Porter is the one that I keep bringing up. He was the number one player in the country, and he didn't play a second of meaningful basketball at Mizzou because of his back injury. And that was, that was a decade ago at this point. Like, in the new era of college basketball, like, I'm not saying one thing or another, but to, you know, invest as they did into Darren Peterson, if this happens, is that just kind of the risk that you take and you're just SOL? Like, if he doesn't play a conference game, like, you know, what do you do about that? Is there anything you can do about that?
I mean, I don't think there is anything that you can do about that until we get to the point where teams are suing players like Georgia did, you know, when they don't live up to their contract. But at that point, it just becomes such a messy situation. Yeah, we just need contracts. We've needed contracts for a long time.
He's played four games, though, right? It's not the same. He's played in four games.
I mean, that's true. But Kyrie Irving played in like 15 of the 31 games right. or whatever, Duke, or however many, this thing. That doesn't mean, I'm sure Duke fans were not disappointed in the Duke.
I'm not talking about the fans. Like,
you know, but the Duke staff was probably disappointed. I mean, like, this is an agitation from Bill Self. That's the biggest clear shot in the mud that he had.
I agree.
For him to come out there and say his camp, they decided. That was a calculated move because I think he's fed up with this situation. And to me, that makes me question if he's not ready to go for UCF, is he going to be ever ready to go at this point? Like, if you can't get ready in the 10, 12-day gap, you still can't solve this issue. Are we going to just have to say, A, he's going to play 80% and we're going to have to load manage him? Or B, they're going to just say, okay, well then, you know, I appreciate your contributions, Darren, in the four games that you played, but I don't think it makes sense for you to be a part of this team anymore. I don't think that's going to happen because optics-wise, it's a horrible
look. Brandon brings up a good question. If what if other players had cramps? If they're not 100%, should they play? I think all the circumstances are different. Peterson has more on the line than a fourth-year senior, than DeJuan Harris, for instance, if he was in this situation. But at the end of the day, like, I think you'd be perfectly happy to have 80% of Darren Peterson.
Let me ask this question. You brought up Kyrie Irving, and you brought up the Kawhi Leonard, or like treating him like Kawhi Leonard. Like, as somebody who he could, as NBA people are telling you, he could not play a game and probably be the number one pick, potentially. And that's insane 100%. To think about in this draft as well. But, like, what would stop somebody, and I'm not saying he's doing it, but in the future, hypothetical, if somebody came in and they're like, hey, like, I don't want to use, like, I'll play 50% of the games. I want to rest every, I'm not going to play back-to-backs. Like, in college basketball, like, do you say okay? Like, what do you do about that?
Well, I mean, in college basketball, you have to realize all these guys are mercenaries, right? Like, you know, if you have a talent like Darren Peterson, AJ Bonza, or Carlos Boozer, you know they're going to use you for you can get out of the program. The program's going to use you for what they can get out of you. And it's a business relationship more than anything. Darren Peterson wanting to be represent Kansas is great. Darren Peterson recruiting guys outside of this recruiting class is great. But the reality of the situation is if he, like the whole, like what Brandon says, correct, other players would play through cramps because there's more on the line for them. There's nothing for them to lose. Most guys are not NBA level guys.
They need to play to show people.
Yes. To me, with the Darren Peterson thing, he's the like this is the new age of college athletics where these players have all the power. Their camps, their agents, them, their families, they have all the power in this situation. This is why coaches have retired early. This is why coaches have said, I don't want to coach anymore. This is why coaches have moved on to other places where their NIL was more of a factor, right? This is a thing that I think is having – a lot of older coaches just say, I don't want to deal with this because it's constantly renegotiating. And I'm sure when Bill Self signed Darren Peterson, there was never any thought that this was going to happen a year from now, that he was going to have cramping or hamstring issues and his camp would be going back and forth with them. I can only imagine how heated those conversations have been because I'm sure he's frustrated and he's thinking, Darren should be out there. This team needs him out there. His team expects him out there and he wants to play. But it's his parents or his agent or whoever that are keeping him out. And I'll say this with the Darren Peterson thing. I haven't been able to get anybody on the phone from his camp for multiple weeks now. Like, it's been over a month since I've talked to anybody. They're completely mum.
I mean, when's the last time Peterson talked? It's been over a month.
Peterson talked was after the – I wasn't at this game. It was after the North Carolina game. The last time I talked to him was the Big 12 media thing.
Yeah.
I just don't want to, like, let's not jump to conclusions. Like, we don't see this happen. So I think it's too early to say this is going to start happening in college basketball. It's a star-studded class. They're all playing. They're all having fun. And we have seen with our eyes Darren Peterson come up lame. We know he's hurt. Okay, so, like, I just don't want to jump to those conclusions of like, he's just mailing it in. I don't think he is at all. He's tried to play four times, and every time he's come up hurt. All right, that does it. This Darren Peterson story, man, it is a hard one to follow, to be perfectly honest. Like, I think everybody's thoughts and opinions on it are probably appropriate. Whichever way you want to take it, it's all in. Yeah, it's all fine.
I'm glad that you conveyed that. You know, we're not trying to sit here and speculate of if he's tough enough or anything like that, because that's not the story at all. The question is basically, like, we're journalists. the stories have been kind of weird of things that are going on. The questions just are coming up of like, when is he going to be okay? Why is he not playing? And and that's just the story that keeps changing. That's the question.
Well, and now Bill Self shot a shot. Like he took his shot, and
that's
and
we'll
see what that does. If anything, it could certainly make things worse. All right, Merry Christmas, everybody. Max, we appreciate you greatly. Merry Christmas. I saw in the camera your Simpsons Christmas sweater. I appreciate that. We will be back Monday to get you ready into the new year. Hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday. Be careful of that fog if you are driving anytime today. And we'll be back here Monday to talk to everybody. For TJ, for Max, for Brandon, for Tommy, for Paul, for Shreyas. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.